Einstein and Relativity. Albert Einstein proposed his celebrated special theory of relativity in 1905. At the heart of his theory was a picture that even children can understand. His theory was the culmination of a dream he had had since the age of 16, when he asked the fateful question, "What happens if you outrace a light beam?" As a youth, he knew that Newtonian mechanics described the motion of objects on the earth and in the heavens, and that Maxwell's theory described light. These were the two pillars of physics. The essence of Einstein's genius was that he recognized that these two pillars were in contradiction. One of them must fall. According to Newton, you could always outrace a light beam, since there was nothing special about the speed of light. This meant that the light beam must remain stationary as you raced alongside. But as a youth, Einstein realized that no one had ever seen a light wave that was totally stationary, that is, like a frozen wave. Hence, Newton's theory did not make sense. Finally, as a college student in Zurich studying Maxwell's theory, Einstein found the answer. He discovered something that even Maxwell did not know, that the speed of light was a constant, no matter how fast you moved. If you raced toward or away from a light beam, it still traveled at the same velocity. But this trait violates common sense. Einstein had found the answer to his childhood question. You can never race alongside a light beam, since it always moves away from you at a constant speed, no matter how fast you move. But Newtonian mechanics was a tightly constrained system. Like pulling on a loose thread, the entire theory could unravel if you made the smallest change in its assumptions. In Newton's theory, the passage of time was uniform throughout the universe. 1 second on the Earth was identical to 1 second on Venus or Mars. Similarly, meter sticks placed on the Earth had the same length as meter sticks on Pluto. But if the speed of light was always constant, no matter how fast you moved, there would need to be a major shakeup in our understanding of space and time. Profound distortions of space and time would have to occur to preserve the constancy of the speed of light. According to Einstein, if you were in a speeding rocket ship, the passage of time inside that rocket would have to slow down with respect to someone on Earth. Time beats at different rates, depending on how fast you move. Furthermore, the space within that rocket ship would get compressed so that meter sticks could change in length, depending on your speed. And the mass of the rocket would increase as well. If we were to peer into the rocket with our telescopes, we would see clocks inside the rocket running slowly, people moving in slow motion, and the people would appear flattened. In fact, if the rocket were traveling at the speed of light, time would apparently stop inside the rocket. The rocket would be compressed to nothing, and the mass of the rocket would be infinite. Since none of these observations make any sense, Einstein stated that nothing can break the light barrier. Because an object gets heavier the faster it moves, this means that the energy motion is being converted to mass. The precise amount of energy that turns into mass is easy to calculate. And we arrive at the celebrated equation E equals mc squared in just a few lines. Since Einstein derived his famous equation, literally millions of experiments have confirmed his revolutionary ideas. For example, the GPS system, which can locate your position on the Earth to within a few feet, would fail unless one added in corrections due to relativity. Since the military depends on the GPS system, even Pentagon generals have to be briefed by physicists concerning Einstein's theory of relativity. The clocks on the GPS actually change as they speed above the Earth, as Einstein predicted. The most graphic illustration of this concept is found in atom smashers, in which scientists accelerate particles to nearly the speed of light. At the gigantic CERN accelerator, the Large Hadron Collider outside Geneva, Switzerland, protons are accelerated to trillions of electron volts, and they move very close to the speed of light. To a rocket scientist, the light barrier is not much of a problem yet, since rockets can barely travel beyond a few tens of thousands of miles per hour. But within a century or two, when rocket scientists seriously contemplate sending probes to the nearest star, located over 4 light-years from Earth, the light barrier could gradually become a problem.